This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love children's literature and young adult literature, and I also love picture books. Because I love them so much, although we gave away three giant boxes of books to my sister Elizabeth's son Jack when he was young, I still have many shelves of my favorites. The other day, out of the blue, I found myself reflecting on an incident that, even when I read the book as a young child, struck me as profound and paradoxical. It happens in one of the four short stories in the wonderful 1957 book Little Bear by Elsa Homeland Minerick, with pictures by Marie Sendak. Little Bear, by the way, was the very first book in the famous I Can Read series. In the first story in the book, What Will Little Bear Wear?, it's a snowy day, and Little Bear tells Mother Bear that he's cold and asks for something to put on. So Mother Bear makes him a hat. Little Bear puts it on, goes out to play, and returns to tell Mother Bear that he's cold and asks for something to put on. So she makes him a coat. He goes out, he gets cold, Mother Bear makes him snow pants, and he returns and once again tells Mother Bear that he's cold. She asks, "My little bear, you have a hat, you have a coat, you have snow pants. Do you want a fur coat too?" Little Bear says, "Yes, I want a fur coat too." And the story concludes. Mother Bear took the hat, the coat, and the snow pants. "See," said Mother Bear, "there is the fur coat." "Hooray," said Little Bear. "Here is my fur coat. Now I will not be cold." Even as a child, Mother Bear's response of taking back the hat and the coat and the snow pants away from Little Bear puzzled me. Yet it also seemed extremely satisfying. What is the meaning of this story? Does it mean that we get so distracted by asking for things that we forget to notice what we already have? Does it mean that parents, by trying to help children cope with outside challenges, may cause their children to overlook the inner resources that they already possess? Does it mean that vocabulary and attention matter, and being told that you have a fur coat is enough to keep you warm? I can keep going. Like all the best stories, this story, although it is so simple, holds many meanings. If you want to hear a little happier about another one of the stories in that book, about the story Little Bear's Wish, when Little Bear says to Mother Bear, "Tell me about me. Tell me about the things I once did," I'll post a link to it. And I'll also post a link to the book Little Bear in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.